The Effective Executive, The Definitive Guide to Getting the Right Things Done. By Peter F. Drucker. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Effective Executive, The Definitive Guide to Getting the Right Things Done by Peter F. Drucker is a comprehensive guide to becoming an effective executive. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1, The Effective Executive, Part 2, The Effective Executive in Action, and Part 3, The Effective Executive in Practice. In Part 1, Drucker outlines the essential qualities of an effective executive, including the ability to focus on the right things, the ability to make decisions, and the ability to delegate. He also discusses the importance of developing a personal philosophy and the need to be able to think strategically. In Part 2, Drucker provides practical advice on how to become an effective executive, including how to manage time, how to prioritize tasks, and how to develop a team. In Part 3, Drucker provides a detailed look at how to put the principles of effective executive into practice, including how to develop a plan of action, how to manage people, and how to measure success. The book is filled with examples and case studies to illustrate Drucker's points. The Effective Executive is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become an effective executive. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Set priorities. The effective executive focuses on the importance of setting priorities and focusing on the most important tasks. This is done by identifying the most important activities and then allocating the necessary resources to ensure they are completed. Main idea number 2. Manage time. Time management is essential for effective executives. This includes setting deadlines, delegating tasks, and avoiding distractions. Main idea number 3. Make decisions. Effective executives must be able to make decisions quickly and confidently. This includes gathering the necessary information, weighing the pros and cons, and then making the best decision. Main idea number 4. Develop relationships. Effective executives must be able to build relationships with colleagues, customers, and other stakeholders. This includes understanding their needs and working together to achieve common goals. Main idea number 5. Communicate effectively. Effective executives must be able to communicate clearly and concisely. This includes using the right words, speaking in a way that is understood, and listening to others. Main idea number 6. Lead by example. Effective executives must lead by example. This includes setting a good example for others to follow and inspiring them to do their best. Main idea number 7. Take initiative. Effective executives must be proactive and take initiative. This includes identifying opportunities and taking action to capitalize on them. Main idea number 8. Manage resources. Effective executives must be able to manage resources effectively. This includes allocating resources to the most important tasks and ensuring they are used efficiently. Main idea number 9. Develop strategies. Effective executives must be able to develop strategies to achieve their goals. This includes setting objectives, identifying the necessary steps, and creating a plan of action. Main idea number 10. Monitor progress. Effective executives must be able to monitor progress and make adjustments as needed. This includes tracking progress, identifying areas of improvement, and taking corrective action. Main idea number 11. Foster innovation. Effective executives must be able to foster innovation and creativity. This includes encouraging employees to think outside the box and come up with new ideas. Main idea number 12. Manage risk. Effective executives must be able to manage risk. This includes identifying potential risks, assessing their impact, and taking steps to mitigate them. Main idea number 13. Develop teams. Effective executives must be able to develop teams and foster collaboration. This includes creating a team environment, setting clear goals, and providing the necessary resources. Main idea number 14. Motivate employees. Effective executives must be able to motivate employees. This includes recognizing their achievements, providing feedback, and rewarding them for their efforts. Main idea number 15. Manage change. Effective executives must be able to manage change. This includes anticipating change, preparing for it, and adapting to it. Main idea number 16. Solve problems. Effective executives must be able to solve problems. This includes identifying the root cause, developing solutions, and implementing them. Main idea number 17. Develop plans. Effective executives must be able to develop plans. This includes setting objectives, creating a timeline, and allocating resources. Main idea number 18. Measure performance. Effective executives must be able to measure performance. This includes setting performance metrics, tracking progress, and taking corrective action. Main idea number 19. Adapt to new technologies. Effective executives must be able to adapt to new technologies. This includes understanding the potential benefits, implementing them, and training employees to use them. Main idea number 20. Develop a vision. Effective executives must be able to develop a vision for the future. This includes setting long-term goals, creating a strategy to achieve them, and inspiring others to follow. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. In The Effective Executive, Peter F. Drucker emphasizes the importance of setting priorities and focusing on the most important tasks. He argues that in order to be successful, one must identify the most important activities and then allocate the necessary resources to ensure they are completed. This means that one must be able to distinguish between the urgent and the important, and prioritize the important tasks over the urgent ones. Furthermore, Drucker suggests that one should focus on the results of their efforts, rather than the effort itself, in order to ensure that the most important tasks are completed. Drucker also emphasizes the importance of delegating tasks to others in order to free up time for the most important tasks. He argues that one should not be afraid to delegate tasks to others, as it can help to free up time and energy for the most important tasks. Furthermore, Drucker suggests that one should focus on the results of their efforts, rather than the effort itself, in order to ensure that the most important tasks are completed. Overall, The Effective Executive emphasizes the importance of setting priorities and focusing on the most important tasks. By identifying the most important activities and then allocating the necessary resources to ensure they are completed, one can ensure that they are focusing on the tasks that will have the most impact. Furthermore, by delegating tasks to others and focusing on the results of their efforts, one can ensure that the most important tasks are completed in a timely and efficient manner. Main idea number 2. Time management is an essential skill for any executive to master. It involves setting deadlines, delegating tasks, and avoiding distractions. By setting deadlines, executives can ensure that tasks are completed in a timely manner and that projects are completed on schedule. Delegating tasks to other team members can help to ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and that everyone is working together to achieve the same goal. Finally, avoiding distractions can help executives stay focused on the task at hand and ensure that they are using their time wisely. The Effective Executive, The Definitive Guide to Getting the Right Things Done by Peter F. Drucker provides an in-depth look at the importance of time management. It outlines the steps that executives can take to ensure that they are managing their time effectively. It also provides tips on how to set deadlines, delegate tasks, and avoid distractions. By following the advice in this book, executives can ensure that they are using their time wisely and that they are getting the most out of their day. Main idea number 3. Making decisions is an essential part of being an effective executive. It requires gathering the necessary information, weighing the pros and cons, and then making the best decision. This process can be difficult, as it requires the executive to make a judgment call based on the available information. However, it is important to remember that the decision-making process should be done quickly and confidently. Taking too long to make a decision can lead to missed opportunities and can have a negative impact on the organization. It is also important to remember that the decision-making process should be done with the organization's best interests in mind. Executives should consider the potential impact of their decisions on the organization's goals and objectives. They should also consider the potential risks and rewards associated with the decision. By taking the time to consider all of these factors, executives can make the best decision for the organization. Making decisions is an important part of being an effective executive. It requires gathering the necessary information, weighing the pros and cons, and then making the best decision. By taking the time to consider all of the potential risks and rewards associated with the decision, executives can make the best decision for the organization. Main idea number 4. Developing relationships is an essential skill for any executive. It involves understanding the needs of colleagues, customers, and other stakeholders, and working together to achieve common goals. This requires the ability to listen, empathize, and collaborate. It also involves being able to build trust and respect, and to communicate effectively. By developing strong relationships, executives can create a positive work environment and foster collaboration and innovation. In order to develop relationships, executives must be willing to invest time and effort. This includes taking the time to get to know people, understanding their perspectives, and being open to feedback. It also involves being proactive in seeking out opportunities to collaborate and build relationships. By doing so, executives can create a culture of trust and respect, and foster a sense of community. Developing relationships is an important part of being an effective executive. It requires the ability to listen, empathize, and collaborate. It also involves being proactive in seeking out opportunities to build relationships. By doing so, executives can create a positive work environment and foster collaboration and innovation. Main idea number 5. Effective communication is essential for executives to be successful. Executives must be able to express their ideas and opinions in a way that is understood by their colleagues and subordinates. They must also be able to listen to others and take their feedback into consideration. To do this, executives must use the right words and speak in a way that is clear and concise. They must also be able to read between the lines and understand the underlying meaning of what is being said. By communicating effectively, executives can ensure that their ideas and opinions are heard and understood, and that their decisions are based on the best available information. Effective communication also involves being able to read the body language of others. By being aware of the nonverbal cues that people give off, executives can better understand the feelings and intentions of those they are communicating with. This can help them to better understand the context of the conversation and make sure that their message is being received in the way that they intended. Finally, effective communication involves being able to adjust the way that you communicate depending on the situation. Executives must be able to tailor their communication style to the person they are speaking to, as well as the context of the conversation. By doing this, they can ensure that their message is being received in the way that they intended. Main idea number 6. Leading by example is an essential part of being an effective executive. It involves setting a good example for others to follow and inspiring them to do their best. This means that executives must be willing to take on difficult tasks and demonstrate the right attitude and behavior. They must also be willing to take responsibility for their actions and be accountable for their decisions. Executives must also be willing to listen to others and take their opinions into consideration. By doing so, they can create an environment of trust and respect, which will help to motivate and inspire their team. Leading by example also involves setting clear expectations and goals for the team. Executives should be clear about what they expect from their team and provide them with the resources and support they need to achieve those goals. They should also be willing to provide feedback and guidance to help their team reach their goals. Finally, executives should be willing to recognize and reward their team for their hard work and dedication. Leading by example is an important part of being an effective executive. It requires executives to be willing to take on difficult tasks, demonstrate the right attitude and behavior, and be accountable for their decisions. It also requires them to set clear expectations and goals for their team, provide feedback and guidance, and recognize and reward their team for their hard work. By leading by example, executives can create an environment of trust and respect, which will help to motivate and inspire their team. Main idea number 7. Effective executives must be proactive and take initiative. This means they must be able to identify opportunities and take action to capitalize on them. Taking initiative requires a certain level of confidence and self-motivation. Executives must be able to recognize potential opportunities and act on them quickly and decisively. They must also be able to anticipate potential problems and take steps to prevent them from occurring. Taking initiative also requires a certain level of creativity and innovation. Executives must be able to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. Finally, taking initiative requires a certain level of risk-taking. Executives must be willing to take calculated risks in order to achieve their goals. Taking initiative is an essential skill for any executive. It requires a certain level of confidence, self-motivation, creativity, and risk-taking. Executives must be able to recognize potential opportunities and act on them quickly and decisively. They must also be able to anticipate potential problems and take steps to prevent them from occurring. Taking initiative is a key factor in the success of any executive and is essential for achieving long-term success. Main idea number 8. Managing resources effectively is a key skill for any executive. It involves making sure that resources are allocated to the most important tasks and that they are used efficiently. This means that executives must be able to prioritize tasks and make sure that resources are used in the most effective way. They must also be able to identify areas where resources can be saved or reallocated to more important tasks. Finally, executives must be able to monitor the use of resources to ensure that they are being used in the most efficient way possible. Effective resource management requires executives to have a good understanding of the organization's goals and objectives. They must be able to identify which tasks are most important and allocate resources accordingly. They must also be able to identify areas where resources can be saved or reallocated to more important tasks. Finally, executives must be able to monitor the use of resources to ensure that they are being used in the most efficient way possible. Resource management is an important skill for any executive. It requires executives to be able to prioritize tasks and allocate resources accordingly. It also requires them to be able to identify areas where resources can be saved or reallocated to more important tasks. Finally, executives must be able to monitor the use of resources to ensure that they are being used in the most efficient way possible. Main idea number 9. Developing strategies is an essential skill for effective executives. It involves setting objectives, identifying the necessary steps, and creating a plan of action to achieve those objectives. To do this, executives must first identify the desired outcome and then break it down into achievable goals. They must then assess the resources available to them and determine the best way to use them to reach their goals. Finally, they must create a timeline and plan of action to ensure that the goals are met in a timely manner. When developing strategies, executives must also consider the potential risks and challenges that may arise. They must be prepared to adjust their plans if necessary and be willing to take calculated risks. Additionally, they must be able to communicate their strategies to their team and ensure that everyone is on the same page. By taking the time to develop effective strategies, executives can ensure that their goals are achieved in the most efficient and effective way possible. Main idea number 10. Monitoring progress is an essential part of effective executive leadership. It involves tracking progress, identifying areas of improvement, and taking corrective action when necessary. This helps to ensure that goals are being met and that any issues are addressed in a timely manner. It also allows executives to make adjustments as needed to ensure that the organization is on track to reach its objectives. Monitoring progress requires executives to stay informed about the organization's progress and to be proactive in addressing any issues that arise. This includes staying up to date on the organization's performance, understanding the current state of the organization, and being aware of any potential risks or opportunities. Executives should also be prepared to take corrective action when needed, such as making changes to processes or personnel, or implementing new strategies. Monitoring progress is an important part of effective executive leadership. It helps to ensure that the organization is on track to reach its goals and that any issues are addressed in a timely manner. By staying informed and taking corrective action when necessary, executives can ensure that the organization is successful and that its objectives are met. Main idea number 11. Fostering innovation is essential for any executive who wants to be successful. It requires creating an environment where employees feel comfortable taking risks and trying new things. Executives should provide resources and support to help employees explore new ideas and develop creative solutions. They should also be open to feedback and willing to make changes when necessary. Additionally, executives should recognize and reward employees who come up with innovative solutions. This will help to create a culture of innovation and encourage employees to continue to think outside the box. Innovation is essential for any organization that wants to stay competitive. It can help to create new products and services, improve existing ones, and increase efficiency. By fostering innovation, executives can ensure that their organization remains at the forefront of their industry. This will help to ensure that the organization remains successful and profitable in the long run. Main idea number 12. Managing risk is an essential skill for any executive. It involves recognizing potential risks, evaluating their potential impact, and taking steps to reduce or eliminate them. Risk management is a proactive process that helps executives anticipate and prepare for potential problems before they arise. It involves assessing the likelihood of a risk occurring, the potential consequences of the risk, and the steps that can be taken to reduce or eliminate the risk. Risk management also involves developing strategies to respond to risks that do occur, such as developing contingency plans and crisis management protocols. By proactively managing risk, executives can ensure that their organizations are prepared to handle any potential issues that may arise. Risk management is a critical part of effective executive leadership. It helps executives anticipate and prepare for potential problems before they arise, and it helps them develop strategies to respond to risks that do occur. By proactively managing risk, executives can ensure that their organizations are prepared to handle any potential issues that may arise. Risk management is an essential skill for any executive, and it is an important part of effective executive leadership. Main idea number 13. Developing teams is an essential skill for effective executives. It involves creating an environment where team members can work together to achieve a common goal. This includes setting clear expectations, providing the necessary resources, and encouraging collaboration. It also involves recognizing individual contributions and rewarding team success. By creating an environment of trust and respect, executives can foster a culture of collaboration and innovation. Effective executives must also be able to manage conflict and ensure that team members are working together in a productive manner. This includes providing feedback, resolving disputes, and ensuring that everyone is on the same page. Additionally, executives must be able to motivate team members and ensure that they are working towards the same goal. By creating an environment of trust and respect, executives can foster a culture of collaboration and innovation. Finally, effective executives must be able to evaluate team performance and make adjustments as needed. This includes setting measurable goals, tracking progress, and providing feedback. By evaluating team performance, executives can ensure that teams are working towards the desired outcomes and that everyone is on the same page. By doing so, executives can ensure that teams are working together in a productive and efficient manner. Main idea number 14. Motivating employees is an essential part of effective executive leadership. It is important to recognize employees for their achievements, provide feedback, and reward them for their efforts. This helps to create a positive work environment and encourages employees to strive for excellence. It also helps to build trust and loyalty between the executive and the employees. When providing feedback, it is important to be specific and constructive. This helps employees to understand what they are doing well and what areas they need to improve. It is also important to provide rewards for employees who have achieved success. This could be in the form of bonuses, promotions, or other forms of recognition. Finally, it is important to create an environment where employees feel valued and appreciated. This could include providing flexible working hours, offering training and development opportunities, and providing a supportive work culture. By creating an environment where employees feel valued and appreciated, executives can ensure that their employees are motivated and productive. Main idea number 15. Managing change is an essential skill for any executive. Change is inevitable, and executives must be able to anticipate, prepare for, and adapt to it. To do this, executives must be able to identify potential changes in the environment, assess the impact of those changes, and develop strategies to respond to them. They must also be able to communicate the changes to their teams and ensure that everyone is on board with the new direction. Finally, executives must be able to monitor the progress of the changes and make adjustments as needed. By managing change effectively, executives can ensure that their organizations remain competitive and successful in the ever-changing business landscape. Main idea number 16. Effective executives must be able to solve problems. This means they must be able to identify the root cause of the problem, develop solutions, and then implement them. To do this, executives must be able to think critically and analytically, and be able to identify the most effective solutions. They must also be able to communicate their solutions to others, and be able to motivate and inspire them to take action. Finally, they must be able to monitor the progress of the solution and make adjustments as needed. By doing this, executives can ensure that the problem is solved in the most efficient and effective way possible. In order to be an effective executive, it is important to have a good understanding of the problem and the context in which it exists. This means understanding the people, processes, and systems that are involved. It also means understanding the goals and objectives of the organization and how the problem affects them. Once this understanding is in place, executives can then begin to develop solutions that are tailored to the specific problem and context. This requires creativity and innovation, as well as the ability to think outside the box. Once solutions have been identified, executives must then be able to implement them. This requires strong organizational and communication skills, as well as the ability to motivate and inspire others to take action. Executives must also be able to monitor the progress of the solution and make adjustments as needed. By doing this, executives can ensure that the problem is solved in the most efficient and effective way possible. Main idea number 17. Effective executives must be able to develop plans in order to achieve their objectives. This involves setting clear objectives, creating a timeline for achieving them, and allocating resources to ensure that the plan is successful. It is important to consider the resources available, the timeline for completion, and the potential risks associated with the plan. Once the plan is developed, it is important to review it regularly to ensure that it is still on track and that any changes are addressed. Additionally, it is important to communicate the plan to all stakeholders so that everyone is aware of the objectives and timeline. Finally, it is important to measure the success of the plan and make adjustments as needed. Main idea number 18. Effective executives understand that measuring performance is essential to success. They set performance metrics that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. They track progress against these metrics and take corrective action when necessary. They also recognize that performance metrics should be tailored to the individual, team, or organization, and should be regularly reviewed and updated to ensure they remain relevant. Effective executives also understand that performance measurement is not just about numbers. They recognize that qualitative measures such as customer satisfaction, employee engagement, and organizational culture are just as important as quantitative measures such as sales, profits, and market share. They use a variety of tools and techniques to measure performance, including surveys, interviews, focus groups, and benchmarking. Finally, effective executives use performance measurement to inform decision-making. They use the data they collect to identify areas of improvement, set goals, and develop strategies for achieving them. They also use performance measurement to evaluate the success of their initiatives and adjust their approach accordingly. Main idea number 19. In today's ever-changing business environment, executives must be able to quickly adapt to new technologies. This means understanding the potential benefits of the technology, implementing it, and training employees to use it. Executives must also be able to identify the best technology for their organization and how to use it to their advantage. Additionally, executives must be able to anticipate future trends and be prepared to adjust their strategies accordingly. The ability to adapt to new technologies is essential for executives to remain competitive. By understanding the potential of new technologies, executives can make informed decisions about how to best use them to their advantage. Additionally, executives must be able to train their employees to use the technology effectively. This will ensure that the organization is able to take full advantage of the technology and remain competitive in the marketplace. In order to effectively adapt to new technologies, executives must stay up to date on the latest trends and developments. They must also be willing to take risks and try new things. By doing so, executives can ensure that their organization is able to remain competitive and take advantage of the latest technologies. Main idea number 20. Developing a vision is essential for effective executives. It involves setting long-term goals, creating a strategy to achieve them, and inspiring others to follow. A vision should be ambitious and inspiring, but also achievable. It should be based on a thorough understanding of the current situation and the resources available. It should also be flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances. The vision should be communicated clearly and consistently to all stakeholders. It should be used to guide decision-making and to measure progress. It should also be used to motivate and inspire employees. By setting a clear vision, executives can ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal. Developing a vision is a difficult but essential task for effective executives. It requires a deep understanding of the current situation, the resources available, and the desired future state. It also requires the ability to inspire and motivate others to follow. By setting a clear vision, executives can ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal and that progress is being made. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.